hand over the milk money, Weaver.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Derek. I'm just not sure you'll spend it on milk.
That's me, Mitch Weaver. That's Sam, my lifelong best friend. I never had a dad growing up, so Sam's dad, Pops, tried to fill in a little. He was a boxer, real tough guy.
Most important thing to remember in life, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, don't take no crap from nobody.
I never liked the guy, but he was right about not taking crap.
Wow, my dad sure is great. Hey, do you know where he hides his guns?
Don't worry. We just planted the guns in the bully's desk so he'd get in trouble.
What does this mean? Let me go! They weren't mine!
We always did stuff like that to get back to people who mess with us. Like there was this crossing guard who used to grab all the kids' asses. Back then, people weren't on the lookout for that kind of thing. The only way to nail a guy like that was to catch him red-handed. That's where the super glue came in.
Hey, look, everybody! Crossing guard grabbing 8-year-old's ass over here! Look, everybody! Look! Crossing guard grabbing 8-year-old's ass over here!
And we really got back at this ornery babysitter we didn't like. After all these years, this picture still makes me horny. I mean, wistful! It makes me wistful! When I was 16, the saddest event of my life occurred. My mom died. Everyone did their best to console me, particularly Aunt Jenny. It wasn't easy, because I'm not comfortable expressing my, what do you call them, emotions? Anyways, I learned to express myself in other ways. I started making little notes to myself.
Note to self. Remember, Aunt Jenny is your aunt.
Then there was this character we had to deal with. She thought, just because she was a meter maid, that she had the right to go around giving everybody parking tickets. That's where the popcorn came in handy. In high school, I still didn't take crap from anyone, man or beast. Like this Doberman would always chase us. So we borrowed my cousin's huge German Shepherd, who also happens to be gay. Taught that Doberman some humility. Boy, those were the days. But then, something happened. I grew up.
Okay, 132 Highfield Avenue in 3 minutes. I can make it. I can make it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hi there. So 30 minutes are free, right? And you took 32 minutes? So close and yet so far.
Give me a break, pal. That free pizza comes out of my paycheck.
Well, that doesn't seem fair, does it?
So then the guy says, if you want the money for this pizza, you tell Aldo and the rest of those sweaty Italian fruits to come down here and get it from me themselves. Oh, and also, he started saying all these nasty things about that Mussolini character.
Mitch, the guy called. I know you didn't make it on time.
Ah, look, Aldo, none of the other pizza places have the 30-minute thing anymore. Can't we drop it, too?
Oh, you think we should drop the 30-minute guarantee?
Yeah.
You think Aldo's should be just like all the others? Mitch Weaver, you're not fit to wear this shirt.
My Canadian jersey.
You have anything in the 10 and a half wide?
Tony Ann, what are you doing?
I've had it. Uncle Aldo called. He told me he fired you. That's your 14th job in the past 3 months. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, honey, I understand you're upset. Hey, maybe you'd feel better after we have some dirty sex.
Forget it! Wasting my life with you. Goodbye.
What about the rest of my stuff?
Your stuff? There is no your stuff. I have paid for everything in this apartment.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not true. I paid for the popcorn machine.
What's up, Rudy?
Hey, Aspie.
By the looks of this popcorn machine, I'm guessing she tossed you out for good, huh?
Yep.
I passed your car back there. It's a pretty nasty flat, but I think I can fix it.
Thanks, Sam. Listen, I was wondering, could I crash with you and your dad for a while?
No, I'm going to turn away my best friend, so he's got to go sleep in his car. Come on.
Hey! Hey, that's my shirt! Hey, you're wearing my shirt!
Here you go.
No, that's all right. I was talking to somebody else that's different than you.
Pops, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Sam. Pretty good. But it'd be going a lot better if you brought me a whore.
I thought you couldn't, you know.
I can't, but, I subscribed to the Zoo magazine. It gave me a few ideas. There's an article in it about home stereo equipment, too. That's for you.
Oh, that's great. Listen, I'll be right back, all right?
Yeah.
Could you stay with him for a while? What's the matter?
Sam, you know how I feel about your father. I'm uncomfortable around him. I mean, he's kind of, I don't know, creepy, you know? He creeps the hell out of me, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, he likes you. Yeah, just, look, I gotta go call somebody to borrow a jack, all right? So just stay with him for a while.
All right. Feeling okay, Mr. McKenna?
Oh, hey, don't worry about me. You know, I just want to thank you for spending a little time with me, you know?
Oh, well, no problem.
Yeah. I also want to say I'm sorry.
Sorry for what?
Well, for being a creepy old man. I apologize, you rat bastard. You say those things about me, the rest.
Let go!
Get out of here, Sam! Get the hell out of here! I'll kill this bastard! I can still hear you, know, no matter how creepy I look. All right, take him.
Everything's just falling apart. Sam, you remember how things were when we were young?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I felt good about myself back then, you know? If somebody messed with me, no problem. I didn't take crap from anybody. Now I'm in my 30s, I can't hold a job, I go out with women I don't even like. And worst of all, I take crap from absolutely everybody. Yeah, well, things could be worse, you know? I could have got my nose bit off by a Saigon whore.
You bastard!
Hey, I'm just messing with you, Jimmy. I saw you down there. Hey, Mazzetti, get Jimmy a beer on me.
Okay. Sorry.
Wow, look at her.
Yeah, she's all yours, buddy. Go get her.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Sam. Sam McKenna. I live with my dad.
Well, it appears Travis Cole has bailed out the city once again, coming up with the necessary funding to save the Chelsea Opera House.
How can a man in my position not step into his civic duty? That opera house is part of this city's heritage. So, heck yes, I'm going to keep it up and running. I love this city. And, as we all know, I love opera. Right, Smunky?
Wow, a guy like Travis Cole has a great life.
Why, just because he's rich?
No, because he doesn't take crap from anybody. There's two kinds of people in this world, those who get stomped on and those who do the stomping.
Where'd you come up with that theory?
That famous guy said it. What's his name? Jesus. Hi, I'm Mitch.
Hello, Mitch.
Maybe later you'll drop by the house.
You know, check out the hot tub.
Hey, pal, beat it.
Why don't you beat it?
The lady obviously isn't interested in you, jerk off, so just get lost.
Maybe we should let the lady decide.
I think you should fight it out.
Good idea.
Great idea.
Brilliant idea.
I love the idea.
Terry, Jack, Mike.
Oh, Frank. No. My dumb friend needs me. I gotta go.
Well, Mitch, looks like we got ourselves a fight, huh?
Great. It's fighting time. Can I be on their side?
Looks like there's gonna be a brawl. You playing something good?
Hell yeah! Rolling Stones, street fighting man, G7!
You just hit G8.
If you like pina coladas,
bring it on
in the rain. Oh.
Hey, how come you get a pool cue?
Note to self, learn to fight.
Mitch, I just want to go over there and rip their heads off, every one of them.
Yeah, that would probably work too, since they're so tired from beating us mercilessly. But since we rented the cop uniforms, let's just try it my way, all right? Hey, dude, what's up?
Yo, Neil, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Neil.
Hey, it's Jason, man. We just got back from laying a beating on these guys. I mean, we messed them up good.
Listen.
And the whole time, this guy's just lying there, crying like a little girl. Wait, I'll get Terry.
No, don't get Terry. I mean, look, the reason I'm calling is this. There's all these guys going around to the different frat houses pretending to be cops. But they're not real cops. They're fake cops. They just robbed a bunch of stuff from the Delta Psi house. So don't be fooled, okay?
Sure thing, dude. Thanks for calling.
Okay, no problem there, dude. Now, you go back to doing something latently homoerotic, all right? Hello, real cops? Yes, I'd like to register a complaint.
All right, fellas. Got a little complaint about the noise. Whatever you say, officer.
What's the matter? We need backup!
Okay, we'll take care of these two.
Thanks, boys.
You got it.
Hey, frat sisters, remember us?
I'll take this one.
I'll take the next one.
All right, man.
That felt great, man, getting back at those guys tonight.
I gotta admit it, that was brilliant what you did. I mean, you are the king of revenge.
Come on, pipe down. I'm trying to watch these broads work out.
Hey, you want another beer?
Yeah.
Four more? Three more?
Hey, Mitch, you want to come over here?
Yeah, I'm not falling for that one again.
Oh, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Not gonna work.
Four, three, and oh! Ah! All
right. Listen, I'm gonna let him sleep, all right? Could you stay with him for a while I go find the doctor?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thanks, man.
Well, Mitch, I'm glad you came.
Oh, hey, Mr. McKenna. I'm going to go get Sam.
No, hold on. Now, there's something I want to tell you.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to find Sam.
Mitch, sit the ass down!
Look, it's kind of embarrassing being physically afraid of a 100-year-old man who just had a coronary, so can we hurry this up a bit?
Look, I'm not doing too well, so knowing that, I think I better tell you this now.
Tell me what?
Mitch, I'm your father.
Ha ha. Look, you must be delirious or something because you're not my father. I don't know who my father is, but it's not you.
Mitch. Take a look at the picture in this locket.
Holy Lord! That's a picture of you and my mom, and you're having sex. God, why would you show me that?
I'm sorry, son. It's just that I figured you'd never believe me unless I showed you that picture. I loved your mother as a friend, but it wasn't true love. We both knew that. Besides, back then, they didn't have these fancy birth control methods. Like pulling out.
Oh, God. Stop saying dirty stuff for a second, would you? Look, does Sam know about this?
No. And I don't want you to tell him.
Why not?
Well, I don't want him to feel he's been lied to his entire life. Down deep, he's very sensitive. Promise me you won't tell him.
Promise you? I can't promise you. Look, Sam's got a right to know. I'm going to tell him.
Hello, I'm Dr. Farthing. Are you Mr. McKenna's son?
I gotta talk to Sam.
Mitch, don't tell him! Don't you tell him, Mitch!
Now, let me ask you, are you a betting man?
I don't know, sure.
Well, if someone were taking bets on your father's bout with death, I'd bet everything I own on death. It's a good bet. The odds are he'll probably die. Oh.
Couldn't you have prepared him a little for that?
Oh, well, I kind of thought I did with that whole betting analogy.
Look, what is wrong with my dad?
Hmm? Oh, your dad. Well, in a nutshell, your dad needs a heart transplant. And because of his age, he's low priority on the donor's list. Tell me, was your father a famous athlete or a rock star?
No, he was a boxer, but he wasn't famous.
Sorry, no heart there. But for $600, I could sell you a fully adjustable hospital bed.
Are you crazy? I don't need a bed.
Playing hardball, are you? Okay, $550.
Look, I don't have to sit here and listen to this, all right?
No, wait.
I can't believe this is happening.
No, wait. Where are you going? Hey, your friend's leaving with I. Come back here. I can help him. Please, come back. Sit down. I'm sorry. I'm a compulsive gambler. Now, I know there's really nobody to blame for this but myself. Well, I don't know. Maybe the Buffalo Bills, the Boston Red Sox, or Mr. T, or the Jets.
Wait a minute. Mr. T, are you telling me that you bet on the fight in Rocky III and that you bet against Rocky?
Hindsight is 20/20, my friend. The point is, I'm in trouble. Deep trouble, which could be good for Mr. McKenna's father. You see, there is a way I can get his name bumped to the top of the list, and he can get his heart.
How?
If you pay me $50,000.
Did you say $50,000?
No. I whispered $50,000, and I need it in 2 weeks. Look, this is awful, but I've given these bookies practically everything I have.
You know, when I was young, my mom used to tell me that the lights we see in the sky are from stars that burned out millions of years ago. It's like life, you know? I mean, something can be one way you think all your life, and then in reality, it's completely different.
Yeah.
Kill you, asshole!
Sam, are you pissing off the side of the building?
Sort of. You know, Mitch, I'm just going crazy here over Pops. I mean, he's going to die.
He's not going to die. You're going to get the money. You're going to get him a heart.
$50,000 in 2 weeks? Come on. My sister Carol said she'd send me about $2,000. Where am I going to get the rest?
Well, what are you going to do? Not try?
Of course I'm going to try. All right. What if I got a job? Maybe I could pay this guy off in installments?
Yes, now you're talking. And I'm going to help you every step of the way.
Thanks, buddy. You little bastards!
Man, that was a hell of a piss. Would you just look at the help wanted section?
Hang on, I'm looking at the buy and sell list. Maybe we can sell something.
Just look for a job.
All right, all right.
Hey, movie line, coming up.
He was supposed to keep driving.
To start with, the bottom stair is a round oval. It does a 180 into the newel post. The banister has a 90-degree easement, and it dives into the inside face of the newel post.
Ah, 90-degree easement. See, that's going to be a problem.
What's the problem?
Well, we lied on a resume. We know nothing about construction.
When is lunch?
You're fired.
Hey, Aspite, are you sure this is such a good idea?
Hell yeah, it's $50 for eating brownies.
They are safe, but there is a chance of some side effects, including mild itching, nausea, chill, hallucinations, and rashes.
These are good. These are good.
Hey, I think I feel a slight itch. No, maybe not. Could be my imagination.
We eat the pig and then together we burn! Burn!
What you talking about, Satan?
Come with me! You belong!
The hell with that job. Who wants to be itchy anyway, huh?
All right, all right, all right. Everybody line up, huh? Line up. Don't be dummies. Just get in line. That's fine. Gentlemen, members of the National Office are coming here tonight for their annual inspection of this theater. Right now, I'm going to explain to you my managing style for the benefit of the new guys. So there you are, Tubby. Ah, you look like a bucket of lard on a bad day. You baby gorilla. Why don't you work a zoo and stop bothering people? Got a call yesterday from Baskin-Robbins. They said that they're down to only 5 flavors. You're swelling up as I talk to you. Look at you. How's this? How's it doing? Hello, ice cream. Having a good time? Running around? What are you laughing at? Because I called your friend the fat pig, huh? You think that's funny?
Oh, no, I was just laughing earlier when you were talking to his belly.
But you get a horse and live in the mountains someplace and don't bother anybody. Got a personality like a dead moth. Okay. The fun's over. Anybody messes this thing up for me tonight is through. Not only are you fired, your life is over. I'll see to it that you never work again and that you wind up tearing tickets off in Kuwait. Salam alaikum, kalam alaikum, and everybody's sucking sand. Nobody messes up. You understand me? Don't mess up.
That guy's going to be our boss? Man, after a speech like that, how does he expect us not to screw him over?
Yeah. Every one of us said the exact same thing our first day working for Hamilton. Only nobody ever does anything.
Well, trust me, this isn't just talk. Nobody screws me over like that.
Yeah, me neither.
Hey, I can't help you because I need this job. But if you really screw over Hamilton, I'll give you $10.
Mark me down for 20.
Mr. Witherspoon.
Class operation, Hamilton. Good job.
Thank you, sir. Let me get you some refreshments.
Okay, we're all set. 1, 2, 3, look away!
Look, an alien.
Yeah, we better have sex with each other.
Note to self. Sam just looked at the screen.
No, I didn't. I was just making sure that the reel had the...
Hey, this alien looks just like a hot guy.
You're right. We better have sex with him.
Give me that. Took you long enough, you dummy.
least you do that stuff for a living.
Sam, tonight, we make a lot of cash for doing something that comes natural to us, you know? Revenge. I'm telling you, we should open a revenge for hire business.
I never heard of a revenge for hire business.
Exactly. We'd be the first. With every genius business idea, there's got to be a first. Like the guy who first thought of delivering pizza to people's houses. Or the guy who invented crack.
Who's going to hire us?
Oh, Sam, I have a feeling that people are going to pay us a lot of money to do their dirty work.
Okay, I want to get a few things straight here. As long as the rent's on time, you don't wreck the place, we're okay. If not, I punch you in the stomach, eh?
Oh, if that ever comes up, that's Sam's department.
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's my department.
Good. Well, good luck, Chief.
Thanks. Mildred! Hey, Mildred! Mildred, wait up!
Oh, hi, Mitch.
Hi, Mildred.
I guess you forgot my name. It's not Mildred, it's Kathy.
Oh, no, I didn't forget. You never told me, so I just guessed.
Oh, that's a novel approach. So, how'd the big fight with those fraternity guys turn out?
We kicked their ass. I was punching the one guy, and I was kicking this other guy. I threw this one dude right through a plate glass window.
Really?
Yeah, well, sort of, except the exact opposite.
Don't you think it's kind of silly for grown men to fight?
What, are you kidding? Did you ever see that movie Kickboxer? They're all grown men. So where are we going, like your apartment or something now?
I'm going back to work.
Where do you work?
Right there.
Phillips Motors? What are you, a dirty car salesman?
No, I'm a dirty accountant.
Hey, Kathy! Break's over, sweetheart. Get your ass in here. Now!
Who's that dude?
It's Anton Phillips, the owner.
Does he always talk to you like that?
Well, yeah. But he's doing a live TV commercial from here tomorrow, so he's even worse than usual. Anyway, it was nice seeing you again, Mitch.
Live TV commercial. Okay, settle down, prostitutes. Now. Understand that you each get $20, and this requires no sex. No sex at all, regardless of what this character tells you. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter? First, we spend most of the money my sister sent us for Pops on this office, and now we're wasting the rest of it so you can impress some girl?
No. This isn't for her. This is so we can get a free commercial for Dirty Work on live television.
Hello, everyone. I'm Anton Phillips, president of Phillips Motors. We'll return in a moment to the Channel 11 movie matinee, but I'm right here with you live to show you a great batch of luxury automobiles, like this one-year-old Cadillac DeVille, priced right at $36,000, fully loaded, V8 engine, standard, shock-resistant CD player, standard.
Hey, the trunk looks kind of small there, Anton.
This is live. I'm on live TV. Trunk's fine. As you can see, friend, it's not small. It's a big trunk. I'll show you right here.
Well, you got a dead hooker in the trunk.
What? No, it can't be.
Yes, it was. It was a dead hooker.
It wasn't a dead hooker!
Pal, I know a dead hooker when I see one.
What's happening? Hey, folks, come on
down. Hey, here's another dead hooker in this trunk.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
What are you doing?
I've never seen so many dead hookers in all my life.
Lord knows I have.
I can remember a time.
Hey, look. There's Mitch on TV.
Oh, yeah. There's Mitch.
And there's the Saigon whore that bit my nose off!
These are nice cars. These are luxury automobiles. I got a whole place. They're fully loaded.
They're loaded with dead hookers.
Seeing things. Don't shoot this. This is not part of the commercial.
If some jerk making your life miserable, you want revenge, call 555-0187 and let us do your dirty work.
And we're clear.
Wake up, slut! Well, well, well. We meet again. Nosebiter! Time to pay the fiddler, whore!
That was great, man. Let's get out of here.
Nurse, record vital signs, please.
Doc, if that stethoscope is as freezing cold as it was yesterday, I'm going to shove it right up your ass.
Vital signs normal.
Hey, Pops.
Sam, Mitch. What are you two fruits up to?
Oh, you should have seen it, Pops. We just did this cool thing on TV that should really help our revenge business.
Yeah, I think we really found our calling.
Yeah, you know, looking back, I must have been about your age when I found my calling.
Oh, yeah? So you became a boxer, huh?
No, that's when I started working the Stag films.
I'm going to go find Dr. Farthing.
Hey, Pops, I got to tell you something.
What?
I've made up my mind. I'm going to tell Sam. Or not!
Now, Mitch, I'd appreciate it if you didn't tell Sam. He might react badly. And I wouldn't want anything to break up our relationship just before I die.
Okay, I won't tell him. I won't tell him.
Yeah.
Oh!
Note to self. Forget about fathering children.
Any pleading?
Only when I sit down.
Ouch.
Dr. Farthing, what happened to your arm?
Well, I'm not sure. It's either from sleeping on it the wrong way or from bookmakers throwing me out of a speeding car. Did you get the $50,000?
Not yet.
Hey, if we get you some of the money in 2 weeks, could we pay you the rest later in installments?
No. Well, there are 9 days left. Might I suggest kidnapping the child of a celebrity?
You know, Mitch, I realize Pops isn't your favorite person in the whole world, so I really appreciate how hard you're trying to help him out. That's nice.
Listen, Sam, I got to tell you something. Your father, well, he's not only your father. He's also a good man. Your father is a good man.
Yeah. Mitch, you know, I wanted to, you're my best friend, man.
Okay, keep your distance there, Liberace.
What? I was just saying.
Hey, Kathy. Hey, I'm glad to see you.
Mitch, did you really think you were helping me with that disgusting stunt in the car lot?
Hey, maybe you don't realize it, but that disgusting stunt was this idiot's way of saying he likes you. I'm going to go stand over there.
Come on, the guy deserved this.
Yeah, well, because of what you did, Anton had to sell the dealership, and now I'm out of a job. Did I deserve that?
No, but you shouldn't work for a guy that treats you bad like that anyway.
That is a decision for me to make, not you, or this awful company of yours. And putting prostitutes in the trunks of cars? God, that is just so
cool. The dead hook in the trunk thing was the coolest thing ever.
Wow, Mitch, congratulations. Now you're famous for being a jerk.
Whoa. I wish some girl would look at me the way she looks at you.
What are you talking about? She hates me.
No, she's mad at you. There's a difference. She's mad at you because she likes you so much.
Hey, guys, I'm short, not invisible. Can I get a little help down here?
This woman who works here, Heather, she's an abusive drunk, calls me names, hits me. Your classic dwarf hater. Here she comes.
Move over, short stuff.
Hey, baby. You ever had a chick with a beard before?
I can't say that I have there, bearded broad.
Well, then, sugar, you haven't lived.
Note to self, I don't want to live.
I'll be in my trailer, honey. If you want it, come and get it.
Ah! Does that go for me, too?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
No beard.
my problem is with these guys next door. I mean, they drive around in their Porsche doing 90 miles an hour right where my kids play, blasting their music, and they have these loud, wild parties that are still going on when I get up for work.
That sounds awful.
It's unbearable. It's unbearable to live next door to that house.
Well, then we'll make it unbearable to live in that house. This ought to do the trick.
Oh, Mitch, this is brutal. We hide these fish all over the house?
And they'll stink for days. Okay, let's go. Check it out.
Looks good.
What's the problem?
It smells like fish in here.
What is that? What was that? Some sort of signal? Huh? Is that a signal?
No.
You wearing a wire?
No. It really does smell like fish in here.
You're a damn cop, ain't you? That's it.
Show these guys what we do to cops. Say hello to the devil for me.
Out of here. Will you come on? That's it! This noise has got to stop!
Oh my God. I never asked you to do this.
Oh, hey, Ed, listen, we gotta go. Do you think you can pay us now?
$400 and we need $50,000 in 6 days? We're not even close.
I know we're not.
Hey, there's a message. Maybe it's a job.
Hey, Fatso! Fatso! It's me, Hamilton, your boss from the movie theater. I saw that TV commercial you made. Fat, 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 when you sweat, marbles come off your ass.
Hello? Dirty work. No, I can hear you fine. It must be your phone. Sure, we'll be right over. So this whole block is going to become a parking lot for the Chelsea Opera House?
Yep, to make sure that none of Travis Coles' friends have to park their Mercedes on the street. I've lived in this house for 62 years. And now the bulldozers are coming tomorrow.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
No. I have a plan.
Oh.
What do you make of this?
Well, either it's a trick and we're walking into a huge ambush, or this is the single dumbest act in the history of crime.
How are we going to get out of here? We can't make bail. Pops is going to die.
We're just going to be left here to rot.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried about the rotting right now. I'm worried about something else.
What else is there to worry about?
Well, we're in prison, you know, with prisoners.
So what?
So what? You know what prisoners do to each other all the time?
No, what?
You don't know?
No!
Well, they...
I never heard of that.
You never heard of that? How could you have never heard of that? That's what prisons are most famous for.
All right, let's go. Not you, Tubby.
You sure you don't want him to?
The popcorn in the bulldozer stunt was allegedly perpetrated by these two men, Mitchell Weaver and Samuel McKenna. But was this a dangerous act of mischief or a heroic example of civil disobedience?
Those two boys sure are heroes to me.
If Mitch Weaver and Sam McKenna are heroes, then who's the villain? Many would say that would be the builder of the parking lot, millionaire real estate mogul, Travis Cole.
Damn it, that looks bad. We've got to stop the hemorrhaging. Martin, could you wait outside?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry about what happened.
It's all right, Martin. Wasn't your fault. By the end of the day, I'd like Martin jobless, homeless, penniless, and hairless.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that. Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. Can you believe these characters? Way out of line, way out of line. I have a good mind to go to the warden about this. You know what hurts the most is the lack of respect. You know? That's what hurts the most. Except for the other thing. That hurts the most. But the lack of respect hurts the second most.
Weaver, McKenna, you're free to go.
Ridiculous.
Well, first of all, Mrs. Murphy is owed my deepest apologies for the hardships she's unjustly suffered. Secondly, all charges have been dropped against Mr. Mitchell Weaver, Mr. Samuel McKenna, who are not criminals, but heroes. In fact, right now, all three of us are going out for popcorn. Okay, Spunky, you can come too.
Hey, I think he's going to thumb up that dog's ass.
Gentlemen, if you're interested, I think I have a job for you.
Mitch, Sam, considering your recent exploits as professional mischief makers, I think you may be able to help me. You see, there's a small walk-up building I own over at 99 Franklin Street. It's low-income housing, my way of giving back to the community. But much to my chagrin, the criminal element has reared its ugly head in the form of drug dealers, gangs, even a house of prostitution.
Tell him he's doing that, dog. Why don't you just get the cops to get him out?
It's not that simple. As long as those criminals keep paying their rent on time, the police say I have no grounds to evict them.
Well, what do you want us to do?
What I want you to do is get the building condemned by any means necessary. That way, everyone will be evicted legally. Then I'll fix it up, rent the apartments to honest, hardworking people.
I don't know. I mean, we've never done anything this big before.
Gentlemen, let me give you a minute to think it over.
I mean, Mitch, doesn't it seem like... By the way, you're right.
He's definitely doing that dog.
Doesn't it seem like we're getting into something that's way over our heads here?
So, gentlemen, have you decided?
We'll do it. For $50,000.
Very well, then. $50,000 it is.
Good news, Mr. McKenna.
All right, boys, bring on the whore.
No, it's not a whore. We're going to get you the $50,000 for your heart transplant.
Well, that's good, too.
We don't have the heart money yet, Pop.
Yeah, but it's a sure thing.
Excuse me? Sam, can I have a word with you for a minute?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. Right there.
Oh, baby. You didn't tell him, did you?
Oh, no, no.
Thanks.
But look, I still want to, and I can't promise you that I won't.
getting my photo album. What are you so jumpy about?
I don't know. Maybe it's your lifelong pattern of random assault.
Come here, look at this. That's me fighting for the middleweight championship of the Golden Gloves.
Oh.
That's me shaking hands with Dwight D. Eisenhower, President of the United States.
Oh, my goodness.
That's your mom. Give me a...
Ah, jeez.
No, I'm sorry. That's Sam's mom. Yeah. Irene.
No, all of his blood levels are good. Should cut down on the finger foods.
Hey, Doc, what happened to your foot?
What I don't understand is, when you owe a bookie a lot of money, and he, say, blows off one of your toes, you still owe him the money. Doesn't seem fair to me. Especially when he's going to kill me in 4 days anyway.
Oh, well, look, Mitch says we'll have the money for you.
Oh, thank God. I mean, that's good news, Sam.
Listen, all we have to do is get the building condemned. We go in, we wreck the joint, Pops is saved.
Did you just call him Pops?
What are you planning to wreak now?
Kathy, what are you doing here?
Actually, I was looking for you. I saw how you and your friend saved that woman's house. guess it turns out you can use your powers for good as well as evil. I'm on my way to my grandmother's place. Do you want to walk me?
Note to self, Mitch was right.
No, he wasn't.
It's too late. It's already on tape. Anyways, I'm glad that you finally realized that you should never take crap from anybody.
Well, oh, well, look, there's my grandma. Hi, Grandma.
Oh, your grandmother lives here? At 99 Franklin Street?
Yep. Grandma, I'd like you to meet Mitch.
Hi, Mitch. Kathy's told me about you. You're a hero.
Well, today I'm a hero. Tomorrow, who knows? You might both hate me.
Oh, girls, I'm over here. Excuse me, Mitch. It was nice meeting you.
Hey, are those prostitutes? I mean, who are those girls?
They work with my grandmother. She runs a business out of our apartment. Oh, gosh, 60 years old and still going strong.
Yeah, I bet she is.
So, would you like to come in for some coffee?
Oh, no. I have to go lift weights. What?
Okay, some other time, maybe?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So you mean to tell me that sweet girl's grandmother runs a whorehouse out of the building we're about to destroy?
Yeah, I feel awful doing this to Kathy.
Hey, Mitch, you're really starting to like this Kathy, aren't you?
No.
Mitch, I know you, man. When you say no like that, you really mean yes.
What are you talking about?
Watch, I'll show you. Mitch, did you ever rob a bank?
No.
Did you ever climb Mount Everest?
No.
Did you ever say that you can see why women find Sean Connery sexy?
No. Okay, so I like Kathy a little bit. Man, I hate the fact that we have to destroy our grandmother's building. But we have to.
Yep.
Ah! lives.
Hey, what'd I tell you, man? He was to a brand new heart.
That's right, man. I couldn't have done it without a genius like you.
Hey, well, I couldn't have done it without a big oaf to smash down all the doors like you.
Yeah! Hey, we should go pick up our 50 grand.
Good idea, buddy.
Mendel's left the building at 99 Franklin Street.
Is that the building?
An absolute wreck. But building owner James Kirkpatrick had
Kirkpatrick
little
owns that building?
Fiends, Deanie Petty.
Sir, what happened to the building?
I have no idea. I'm going to find out.
Resident Gladys Waite lamented the fall of the building.
Well, I don't know what I'll do now. I've been running a sewing business out of my apartment for the past 30 years.
Sewing business?
Temporary housing has been made available to the building tenants at a local shelter. But what about the condemned building?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to level it. But enough boring talk about construction. I want to talk about my true passion, which is the grand reopening of the Chelsea Opera House. You know, all proceeds go to benefit the homeless. And you know how I feel about the homeless. They're human beings, and they have no homes.
May I help you, gentlemen?
Yeah, Mitch Weaver and Sam McKenna. We're here to see Travis Cole.
Mr. Cole said to tell you your services will no longer be needed.
No longer? Look, fellas, I have an idea. Why don't we just get Mr. Cole on the phone?
Hey, no, I have a better idea. Why don't we kick every single one of your asses, and then we go upstairs and kick Cole's ass, too? Screwed up. What do we do now?
Hey, homeless guys. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a dollar each. We go to this building here and run around yelling and screaming.
You know, that's very nice, but I think what you probably need are like some psycho, out-of-control homeless guys.
Yeah, we're more the broken, spiritless, I've lost the will to live type homeless guys.
How about for $2?
Mitch, Sam, what a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, where's our money?
What money?
You owe us $50,000 for getting the building at 99 Franklin Street condemned. We want it now.
But, Mitch, I don't even own the building at 99 Franklin. Well, I told you I did, but I lied. Good luck trying to prove it.
Son of a bitch.
You see, once you stopped my bulldozer from leveling that old lady's house, I couldn't just let you get away with it. So I figured out a way for you to help me and hurt you at the same time. I guess I showed you guys a thing or two about dirty work.
Yeah, whatever. But we're not leaving here till we get our 50 grand.
And then when you jumped on that security guard's back and you were yelling in his ear, a CIA put a chip in my brain. I was laughing so hard I almost shit my pants.
Almost?
Great.
Hey, thanks. That was fun.
A lot more fun than working for Travis Cole.
You worked for Cole?
All of us have.
I had a life, a house, cars, respecting the community. Suddenly it was all taken away. I think I finally realized just how low I'd sunk. One day when I was at my daughter's soccer game, she lives with her mom, when I was standing on the sidelines and a cop came up and asked me to move along, that's when it hit me. I'm not even a human.
Here's your $2.
You stood with me outside my grandmother's home the day before you destroyed it? You mean to tell me you really thought that she was a drug dealer?
No, I thought she was a whore.
What is wrong with you?
Look, Kathy, we made a mistake. The worst thing is we didn't even get paid.
The worst thing is you didn't get paid?
Kathy, the reason we needed that money was for...
Just stop right there, Mitch. You drive these people from their homes, and all you care about is money? I should just call the police right now.
Kathy, I'm really, really sorry about what happened, but you gotta listen.
No, Mitch, I'm done listening. Have a nice life.
Now, beat it, nurse. Come back when you're abroad. Hey, fellas. Why so glum?
We didn't get the money, Pops. Turns out Mr. Sure Thing here was wrong.
I don't know what happened. I messed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was easy, wasn't it? You can just chalk this whole thing up as a loss and forget about it. But I can't do that. Pops is my dad.
Look, I'm sorry. I gotta tell him. Sam?
No. I'll tell him.
Tell me what?
Sam, I'm Mitch's father, too.
It's true, Sam.
Mitch, this is no time for one of your big practical jokes.
Show him the locket.
Show me what? Mitch, this is Pops. And your mother.
Yeah, I know.
You cheated on Mom?
No, she was there too. Who do you think took the picture?
All right, well, wait a minute. So that makes us...
brothers.
You lied to me!
I wanted to tell you. Pops wouldn't let me.
Don't blame it on him. You should have just told me.
Do you have any idea how hard that man can squeeze a pair of balls? Come on, it's not a bad thing that we're brothers.
Sure, for you it's not. You got everything. You're smart, people like you, you never have to pay for sex. Pops was the one thing I had that you didn't. Now I don't even have that.
Look, Sam...
just stay away from me, all right?
It's really funny sicking the cops on us like that.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, don't get me wrong. I thought it was funny, but I'm surprised you guys did because you got your asses kicked.
Things are going to get better. You just hang in there, Mitch.
Thanks for listening, Jim.
Say, listen, pal. You ever need anything? I mean anything at all. You come to me.
Can I stay at your place tonight?
Well, see, the thing is this. I live over at the Y, as you know. I got a roommate, old Jack, who is a little particular when it comes to strangers.
Oh, yeah. Well, no problem. Thanks.
He just got his knee drained last week.
That's all right. I'll find another place.
Well, he needed it, too. That thing was getting a little bit right.
I get the picture. Maybe I'll just sleep in my car.
Old Jack's an odd duck, I tell you. Many times I catch him staring at me sleeping, which is off-putting.
Yeah, I guess it would be, yeah.
His feet bleed.
I don't want to stay at your place!
Point taken. Point taken, Mitch.
Buddy.
Ah!
Try and get some sleep back here, huh?
Note to self. Remember, no matter how bad life gets, there is always beer.
All right, I screwed up. What do we do now?
Hey, homeless guys, I'll give you $1 each. We're going to this building here and run around yelling and screaming.
I left the recorder on.
But Mitch, I don't even own the building in 99 Franklin. I told you I did, but I lied. Good luck trying to prove it. Bitch! I guess I showed you guys a thing or two about dirty work.
Sam, what are you doing?
Getting the money from Kohl's.
Sam, my tape recorder was running.
everything in Cole's office. I got it on tape. And I got a great plan.
Another plan? Is it like the plan that got us here in the first place?
Look, I know you're mad, but I think I know how to get the $50,000 and save the apartment building. But I really need your help.
Look, Mitch, a lot of stuff came pouring out of me at the hospital just because I was in shock about what I just heard. I mean, how did you feel when you found out?
I don't know. I mean, at first I felt a little weird, you know, but, I mean, we've always been like brothers. Now it's just official. I mean, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess it is cool. But it does change things.
How's that?
Well, like, remember in the second grade when we used those rusty soda can tops to become blood brothers? Well, it was really a bunch of trouble for nothing because we were already brothers.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you remember in fifth grade when I was under the monkey bars and I sneaked a peek at your sister's underwear? You remember that? Hey, no, I was sneaking a peek at my own sister's underwear.
That's right. And remember in the 12th grade, you had sex with her?
Okay, enough reminiscing.
Okay, listen up. In the past 2 weeks, I have been beaten up, I've been thrown out of buildings, I've slept in my car, I've spent the night in jail.
Yeah, when you were in jail, man, those guys...
The point is this. You aren't the only ones who got screwed over. Yes, I made a big mistake destroying your building, but I know how we can get it back.
Mitch, why should we believe you?
Kathy, I always just walked through life believing the only principle I had to live by was don't take crap from anybody. But then suddenly all that changed. Suddenly I was trying to do something for someone else. We were trying to earn $50,000 to get a heart transplant for our dad.
You two are brothers?
Yeah, it's a long story.
My dad boned his mom.
Okay, it's a short story. What I'm saying is that sometimes when you're doing it for someone else, it's not just revenge. It's standing up for yourself. That's what I'm asking all of us to do right now. Stand up for ourselves. Travis Cole screwed all of us. I say it's time we fight back. Are you with me? Okay, are you with me based on the assumption that if I screw up, y'all get to kick my ass? I understand how upset you must have been when you found out what we did, Mr. Kirkpatrick, and I want to thank you for going along with us on this. And I promise you, you'll get your building back.
Okay, Mitch. Don't screw me over again. I mean it.
Why didn't he punch you, too?
I have no idea.
You know, Mitch, deciding to fight back against Cole is starting to turn things around for me. Travis Cole is empty inside, so he has to make everyone around him empty. That's what he did to me. But I'm not empty anymore. I'm filled with something. Filled with purpose. Filled with hope. Filled with dignity. And it's all thanks to you guys. Guys?
Guys, wait up. How you doing, buddy? I got a delivery of some opera costumes here.
What's the company name?
Company name?
Very clever.
These brothers are great.
Come on, let's go, prostitutes, homeless guys. Shake a leg. Come on. We haven't got all day. Let's go.
Good Lord, I'm in whore heaven.
What are they watching?
In this corner, weighing in at 225 pounds, the former heavyweight champion of the world, Kenny Norton.
Bring it! Come on, bring it! Come on!
here we are.
Okay. All right, building tenants, you'll be serving as the ushers and ticket takers tonight. So take one of those, and Kathy will tell you exactly what to do.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I don't even know why I'm here.
Yeah, why are you here? Oh, wait, I remember. Intense physical attraction to me.
Pandolofero. Oh, una volta...
Signor Ronte, what seems to be the trouble, sir?
My costume is not here. I cannot go on a stage without my costume.
Relax, sir. Your costume is here, and I will track it down personally. Oh, hey, by the way, you're a fat guy. Would you care for a brownie?
Excuse me, coming through. Excuse me, pardon me. Excuse me, sorry, excuse me. Just kind of coming through here, excuse me. You know I must really smell. Plus, I farted. Excuse me, coming through.
Joining me now, the man responsible for this glorious event, real estate mogul Travis Cole.
Thank you, Gord. I'm particularly proud of two things about tonight's event. First, all proceeds from the opera will go to benefit the homeless. And secondly, I have personally overseen every aspect of this production, and I believe it will go down in history as the finest staging of Don Giovanni ever presented.
And excuse me, coming through. Excuse me, coming through. Hey, did you fart? Oh, you know, I think that was me from before. Sorry. Excuse me, coming through.
Fellas, you've heard the old saying that in the land of the blind, the man with one eye is king. Well, today in the land of the skunks, the man with half a nose is king.
Hello, everyone. I'm your mayor, Adrian Riggins. Thank you. Before tonight's performance of Don Giovanni, let's take a moment to recognize the man that made this night possible, the best friend that this city has ever had, Travis Cole. Enjoy the opera, everyone.
Daring portrayal of Don Giovanni I've ever seen.
Let's go. No. Time to talk to climb that mountain.
Hey, what's up, Fruity?
How did you? It doesn't matter. You'll be gone in a minute.
Aha! You didn't count on my loyal army of prostitutes, did you?
All right, what do you want?
Hey, just relax. Let's watch your dirty opera, huh?
Ah, you're a hell of a woman, baby. Let me take you to Vegas. You know what they say. It ain't over till the fat lady checks into a cheap hotel with pops.
What are you doing? You're ruining Don Giovanni.
Don Giovanni? Who's that dude?
The opera. You're ruining the opera.
Oh, the opera. Yes, yes, we are ruining that. Sam, now.
You got it, buddy.
Sing the song, boys. Sing the song, boys. Now! And kneel before me!
Jimmy! Release the skunks!
Okay, I got it. I got it. I'm on it.
All right.
Don't let me down, boys. Run! Fly! Fly away! Run! Run out! Fly! No!
Using skunks to heighten the atmosphere of squalor and despair. Bring it!
Oh, the cameras are here. Oh, hey, by the way, Travis, do you remember, when you said this?
Note to self, making love to blow up doll, not as good as advertised.
No.
Oh, sorry, gone too far there.
But Mitch, I don't even own the building in 99 Franklin. I told you I did, but I lied. Good luck trying to prove it. Bitch.
I bet those reporters down there would love to get their hands on this tape, huh?
How much you want?
All I want is the $50,000 that you owe us.
$50,000?
Make it out to Dr. Farthing.
Farthing?
Hey, Kirkpatrick. And Kirkpatrick here is going to punch you in the stomach.
There you go.
Thanks. Now, you're going to sign this contract that gives back full ownership of 99 Franklin Street to Kirkpatrick.
Keep it here.
Thanks, Mitch. I'm glad I didn't have to punch you in the stomach.
Me too, buddy. Me too. Okay, Caldwell. It's been nice doing business with you. Now, you probably want to go home and kick back and enjoy a nice, tall, cold glass of Chihuahua piss or something. Farthing.
Mitch.
Here's the check for $50,000.
Oh, that's great, Mitch.
Say, what do you want to bet I don't go to my bookie?
No, you're going straight to your bookie to pay him off so that you can live to perform Pop's heart transplant.
Ha! Note to self. Stop payment on $50,000 check.
Oh, Travis.
Son of a bitch bastard.
You idiot. That building contract won't hold up for 10 seconds after my lawyers get through with it. And, oops. What happened to your tape?
Oh, you wrecked it. Oh, well, don't worry, because I have one in the house PA system. Hit it, Kathy.
Note to self. Remember to get ass wart cream for giant wart on my ass.
It's a little bit past that.
Bastard! You can't destroy me. I'm Travis Cole. No one destroys Travis Cole. No one!
Hey, fat lady, are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. Just keep that crazy old man away from me.
One more for me, please.
Over here, sir, please. What the hell is going on, Mitch? I don't care if you're my son. You get your own broad. Bravo! Bravo!
In a startling turn of events here tonight at the Chelsea Opera House, real estate mogul Travis Cole has been arrested for fraud. Mr. Cole, anything to say?
Good brownies.
Jenkins, listen to me. This is very important. I want you to put a stop payment on a check that I made out to a Dr. Farthing for $50,000. You got that?
Hey, Jenkins, are you ready for some crazy rough sex?
Absolutely!
Good, Jenkins. I'm counting on you. He finds funky.
Hey, Mitch!
Jimmy, your new nose looks great.
Thanks. Best $200 I ever spent.
Hey, Jimmy, that girl you're with, she's not the,
Yep. Lynn Young, the Saigon whore who bit my nose off. We're getting hitched.
Oh.
Jimmy, let's go.
Hold on. I'm talking to my friend here. Jeez. Sometimes you got to remind the hen who the rooster is.
Well, good luck to you, Jimmy.
Okay, Mitch. See you around. Blah, 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 blah.
When I say let's go, you go.
Yeah? Time you shut your cake hole, Yoko. Women. Now listen, don't ever talk back to me like that in front of my friends.
You're making me really, really angry.
Oh, that scares me. That scares me to death. Look. Oh, you bit my new nose off. Damn it.
Hey, Pops, how are you feeling with your new heart?
I feel great, Miss. Thanks to you and Sam, my two boys, huh? Now that I met Gladys here, I just hope the doctor can fix up another part of my body. I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with cock.
Well, Sam and I got great new jobs, Pop's got his heart, and I got the girl. Oh, and Dr. Farthing? Well, he got over his gambling problem, but the bookies beat him to death anyway. So he's dead. That's it. Bye. Well, Cole, it was nice doing business with you. Now you probably want to get back home.
Let's go.
Nurse, you want to record vitals?
Well, Cole, it's been nice doing business with him. Now you probably...
Cut.
Hey, you're lying again, right?
All right, check the gate, please.
Well, Cole. I'm trying to help you.
What's the matter with you?
Have you always been like this? How you got this movie, I'll never know.
Some other time, maybe. We could,
No!
Go camping.
What?
You know, just you and me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mitch and Lonely.
Oh.